Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join our kids pastor, Rhonda McMahon, for an encouraging message.
Thank you for joining us today on the weekday podcast. You may be on your ride into work, on the treadmill, at the gym, or folding laundry in your living room. No matter where you are, I know each one of us need encouragement. I'm glad you decided to take a few minutes to hear encouragement from Scripture. Thanks for being with us. I love people. It's the way God created me. If I meet you in the line at Target by the buggy walk to the parking lot, I know about your family, your job, and your life. It's just the way I am. I want to listen to and care deeply for people. I value their stories, their pain, and their joys. I also fiercely love my family and friends. It is pure joy for me to be around them, do fun things with them, and often want to tell others about how great they are when I'm not around them. They matter to me. But relationships are hard work. People are difficult. Family is messy. As you listen today, you may not be able to relate at all. Relationships are hard for you. You have a hard time connecting with people, being concerned for others, or just finding time to take care of yourself, let alone others. There are broken relationships in your life that you have no idea how to mend. You're perfectly okay with being on an island by yourself and trying to survive another day. That's not how we were designed. We were designed for relationship. Ecclesiastes 4, verses 9 through 10, says, "Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their work. One falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up." The second greatest commandment from Matthew 22, 39, Jesus says, "Love your neighbor as you love yourself." These two passages explain why relationships matter. Number one, we're never meant to do life alone. And number two, we are called to love and care for others. During Jesus' earthly ministry, he moved from town to town, healing, teaching, and loving people. He walked with a group of men called disciples and spent time with them. He talked with them and he shared meals with them. He was honest and answered their questions without pointing a finger at their asking. One day, Jesus and his disciples were traveling and leaving Jericho. As normal, a large crowd followed them. On the side of the road were two blind men. This is from Matthew 20, 29 through 34. As Jesus and his disciples were leaving Jericho, a large crowd followed them. Two blind men were sitting by the roadside, and when they heard that Jesus was going by, they shouted, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." The crowd rebuked them and told them to be quiet, but they shouted all the louder, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." Jesus stopped and called them. "What do you want me to do for you?" he asked. "Lord," they answered, "we want our sight." Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes. Immediately they received their sight and followed him. What I love about this passage is that as Jesus was traveling with his disciples, he was modeling for them why he came, for people. They had a plan. They were traveling. Jesus didn't say, oh man, I don't have time to talk to those two men. I see them hurting, I hear they're having a hard time, but I need to go on my way. No, the two blind men were crying out for help, and Jesus stopped. He stopped and called them. I love that verse. Jesus knew that his disciples were with him learning and growing. He knew the crowds of people were following him for a reason, but he also saw the two blind men, and he stopped. He had compassion on them. He touched them and immediately they received their sight. I think two principles come out of this passage for me, and I pray for you. Number one, be present. It matters. Jesus was aware of everything going on around him, but he zeroed in on the two blind men when he stopped and he saw them and he heard them. Be compassionate. Jesus had compassion on them. He shows us how to be compassionate toward others, even when we are on the move or are busy. Relationships are all around us. They are inconvenient at times, but also the way God has chosen for us to show His love. They are messy at times, but they are joyful too. We were never meant to do this life alone. God, in His kindness, has given us relationships to learn from, to ask forgiveness through, to celebrate with, and to seek help and compassion when needed. I want to be more present with people around me. I want to see them. I want to be compassionate. I want to be used by God to listen, to share, and to point them to the one who can heal them and set them on a journey to love Him. What about you? What relationships in your life need for you to stop, be more present, or more compassionate? Are you vulnerable enough to cry out for help, like the two blind men, so that someone can be compassionate toward you? That's the hardest thing for many, myself included. Let's be known this week as people who love and care deeply for others. Let's be known as people who let others help and care for us. Relationships. Man, I am thankful they matter to God.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these Weekday Podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.